Wealth manager AMP has released its annual results and it seemed to have disappointed investors, with its shares down by more than 7% at one stage. Now, many of the key metrics were already pre-announced back at the end of January, but it seemed to still fall a little short of expectations as far as its bottom line goes. So net profit down 97% to $28 million. Not only did that fall a little short of the expectations of the eight analysts surveyed by Bloomberg, but it also missed the mark as far as the company's own guidance, which it provided just 3 weeks ago. Looking at some of the drivers, well, AMP attributed the plummeting earnings on advice remediation costs, the fallout from the Royal Commission, and the subdued performance of its wealth protection arm, which it decided to sell a couple of months ago for around $3.5 billion. The aim of this was basically to simplify its operations. Underlying result was largely boosted by AMP Capital and also AMP Bank, where it's made an effort to cut down on cost. There's also been a bit of a lift in residential mortgages on its books as well. Customers did pull out about $4 billion from its wealth management business over the year due to reputational damage from the Royal Commission. Now, AMP announced a number of leadership changes to better navigate, I guess, the challenges laying ahead of the company. Not only have they have a new CEO who started in that role back at the start of December, but also new chief financial officer and new heads of wealth management arms in Australia and also in New Zealand. Now, a dividend was declared. It's just 4 cents per share, which is obviously much lower than the 14.5 cents that it paid out just last year. It will trade ex-dividend on the 27th of February before being paid out on the 28th of March. Now, there is still some uncertainty moving forward as far as the dividend payments, but at current share prices, the current dividend yield is sitting at around 6%. It didn't provide too much in the way of detail for profit guidance moving forward, but essentially it said that 2019 will be a year of transition and it will do what is needed to place it in a better position to navigate some of the issues ahead. The share price, as I said, has taken a hit on these results and it did halve in value back in 2018.